Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines: 16.6% increase in national budget, a welcome sign of continued national investment. Farmers in Nyemba praise CEJ for solar-powered boreholes. In international news, army sent to battle fire in Namibia tourist hotspot. And in sports, FAS congratulates Power Dynamos and Zesco United. And now the news in detail. The Citizens First Party, CF, has welcomed the increase in the Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation from 36.1 million kwacha per constituency in 2025 to 40 million kwacha in 2026. Citizens First President Harry Kalawa says at face value the move demonstrates an attempt to decentralize resources and empower communities at the grassroots. He notes, however, that the CF couldn't ignore the glaring and unresolved issues surrounding the management of the CDF, as highlighted in the special audit report for the year ending December 31, 2023, which was extensively analyzed by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ. Mr. Kalawa says the report painted a deeply disturbing picture of financial irregularities, corruption and incompetence in the handling of CDF despite successive increase in allocations. TIZ's analysis reveals that less than 42% of funds designated for community projects were actually utilized. He says what is even more worrying is 53% of the total allocation remained unspent, and out of Zambia's 10 provinces, 8 recorded project fund utilization rates below 50%, while not a single province managed to utilize even 60% of its CDF. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has formally noted the positive signals of the 253.1 billion kwacha in the 2026 proposed national budget. NGOCC Executive Director Anambewe Anamela has acknowledged the consistent hiring of teachers and health workers, expanded social protection and efforts to address infrastructure gaps in health, education and sanitation. Ms. Mbewe says the 16.6% increase in the budget is a welcome sign of continued national investment and ambition, the commitment to consolidating social and economic gains. She has, however, questioned on how the 253.1 billion kwacha budget will empower the women, youth and other marginalized communities in the country.
While the minister speaks of an equitable Zambia, the budget fails to allocate specific deliberate resources for our most vulnerable citizens, women, girls and persons with disabilities. This budget delivers a painful silence on key issues, including zero funding to combat menstrual poverty, and makes no mention of resources to address the infrastructure gap for girls, especially the construction of boarding houses in rural Zambia to keep girls in school. The budget speech failed to demonstrate the government's commitment towards allocating resources for data-driven research and strengthening monitoring and evaluation.
Zambia, China and Tanzania have finally signed the Tazara Revitalization Project Agreement after over 1.5 years of negotiations. The revitalization project will cost $1.4 billion, of which the initial investment will be $1.1 billion and $238 million will be reinvestments. The scope of work will include rehabilitation of the track from Dar es Salaam to New Kapirimposhi and the major workshops, maintenance of the existing line and the purchase of 34 new locomotives, 16 passenger coaches and 760 wagons. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Minister of Transport and Logistics Museva Frank Tayali says the revitalization of Tazara is not just about restoring a rail line, but reigniting a vision of regional integration, economic growth and shared prosperity. Mr. Tayali says the project is about giving farmers, traders and industries a lifeline that will connect them to markets across borders and beyond. And Tanzania's Minister of Transport, Professor Makeme Mbarawa, says the project will be economically beneficial to the two countries and help create jobs. Meanwhile, Chairman of China Railways Construction Corporation Limited, Deha Jen, outlined other projects the company has undertaken successfully on the African continent. The government has expressed regret over the death of a 28-year-old female patient who was admitted to Lukulu District Hospital. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Kennedy Lishimpi has expressed his condolences to the bereaved family, stating the deceased was a non-epileptic patient who had suffered multiple seizures at home before being taken to the hospital in a semi-conscious state. Dr. Lishimpi says the patient was initially admitted to Luvuzi Mini Hospital and later referred to Lukulu District Hospital on September 25, 2025, where medical examinations revealed she had suffered malaria and the appropriate treatment was initiated. He has dismissed a video circulating on social media suggesting that the patient died due to negligence or lack of medical treatment, calling it incorrect and misleading. Dr. Lishimpi has urged citizens to seek medical attention early and to cooperate with health professionals, saying if concerns arise, they should be directed to the hospital in charge rather than being recorded and shared online.
Resuscitated her and we did investigations and we then found that she had malaria parasites as well, and some of the reasons why she could have been semi-conscious or having multiple convulsions on top of whatever she had could have been that she has developed now severe malaria, and appropriate treatment was commenced. And however, severe malaria has several complications it can present with. You can have convulsions like in this case, you can have semi-consciousness, you can have renal failure, you can have what we call black water fever where the patient is...
Agriculture News.
Farmers in Nyimba District of Eastern Province have paid tribute to the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, for enabling off-season agriculture activities following the drilling of solar-powered boreholes to boost climate-resilient agriculture. The farmers say CEJ, with support from We Effect and the Zambia Climate Change Network, have drilled solar-powered boreholes for productive use in Nyimba District. The initiative is part of the Agriculture, Water and Livelihoods Project aimed at enhancing climate resilience and food security. The farmers say boreholes have already been drilled in Kamono Camp, Nyimba and Kasusu Camp, Petaoke, with solar-powered water systems and irrigation installed on 1 hectare plots.
We have 1 hectare. So, pari ya pambe ulimane tena shanga kukutala, na shanga tomato munga mawona, and then huku primipeti ya repu, ulimane tena yamba manje manje kushanga. So, we are expecting to, maybe by this coming week, ulimane germinate, and then tena kabozi, kuja kuposhwa tena fatia kuja nini kuja kuli okra
tuonga likomo kashu kuposhe chitetila la CEJ potreta kwa maboho mwati tani zako munga kugaula gaula muno kutinkare na ma na shitu kuko kutitanizile mwana wa tuonga likomo tuonga hapa teshanga beo ya tomato na kabeji
pasa kombeu zetukulira cha je faka kali panesa then just panesa
changa nafaka na matriprainer ziswa pa usikuru mbeu zembakale kuchitachana ni maruwa azeni mna